Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us right now is Jill Kelly. I could only tap dance for another 20 minutes. Jill, thanks very much for joining us. Good of you to do.
Well, thank you for allowing me to, I guess, share a little more, Tom.
Oh, I definitely would love to hear this. First of all, could you give us a little bit of the history of the tweet and why it was sent?
Absolutely. Well, how about if I give you a little bit of history first on our relationship with Beth?
Absolutely.
We would tweet that. We have known Beth for over 20 years. Our daughters are best friends. Her oldest daughter, Kelsey, was in our daughter Erin's wedding. They've known each other since first grade. We have cried together. We have prayed together. We have screamed at basketball refs together in stands at basketball games. I mean, we know Beth Parlato very well. She's one of my close friends. I entrust her with, intimate things that I need her to pray about and so on and so forth. And Jim is very close friends with both her first husband and the husband now that she has, Tony Parlato. I mean, they do Bible study together. It's just, we have a long-standing relationship with Beth Parlato. We know her, we love her, and we want to support her for our district. Really, that is the bottom line. Like, we know her character, we know her intentions, and we both share conservative Christian views. I mean, we're both born-again Christians. We both believe the same thing. You know, we love the Word of God, and we love His people. And so, I mean, that relationship alone is enough for us. And knowing her is enough for us. And not only that, Tom, this isn't something Beth was like, oh, I think I'm going to be a politician today. I mean, she has been praying about this. For people that know anything about her, she's been a lawyer for years, a very good one at that. And, you know, so it wasn't like she just went into this blindly. And I was part of praying with her to see if this was something that, you know, God really wanted her to do. Because let's face it, getting in politics, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I said that to her. I said, okay, you are definitely crazy. But if this is what God wants you to do, we're going to pray you through it. And so not only do we have this longstanding relationship, but I have literally been praying for her way before any of this came to be, way before, you know, she decided that this was what she was going to do. And here we are. And so this tweet was, Jim and I talked about it, and we know that there's, you know, we don't understand fully what's going on in New York 27 as far as if this is going to be a vote or how they're going to replace Chris Collins, ultimately, to have, you know, to go to the vote next year. But we just wanted to support her in any way we can, and we've said that from the beginning. Besides praying for her, you know, I said, Beth, what can we do? And so we were talking, and I said, you know what? It's time that we actually say something. And so, okay, so there's that part of it. And then, for those who don't know, Jim and Donald Trump, President Trump, have a long-standing relationship. What most people do not know about President Trump is the things that we know, the personal part of President Trump, the fact that when Jim was in the hospital for 6 weeks in New York, President Trump said, he wasn't the president at the time, mind you, at that point, he said, what do you need? He called me almost every other day and asked me how Jim was doing. This was when it was dire straits for Jim. This was when it was like, you have a 10% chance of surviving this.
Right.
And so he was calling me, and he also put up our family in New York City. When they came, there's, you know, Jim's brothers, you know, anybody knows anything about Jim's brothers, you know, they were all there. And I have to call him President Trump because that's what he is right now. But Donald at the time was just, I can't even explain how endearing he was and how important it was that he knew what was going on and he could do anything for Jim. But that relationship, as anyone who knows Jim knows, that goes way back to the USFL days. So, you know, mind you, yeah, okay, so we don't have to agree with every single thing that President Trump is doing, but we have a personal relationship with him that is important to us because he's actually taking care of our family and taking care of Jim and loves Jim. And so there's that relationship. So we put those two relationships together. You know, it's not like we could just text Donald Trump and say, hey, our friend Beth Parlato is running for New York 27. No, we can't do that. He's president. Right?
Right.
So we said, well, why don't we just tweet it out there? And obviously, if we would have left Donald Trump out, we would not be, you know, raked over the coals right now. But at the end of the day, we believe what we believe, and we stand with who we stand with. And I think that's what's so crazy about our, I guess, the world or our culture or our country is that, you know, when you have someone, a relationship that you have with someone, then you want to support them. If they don't believe in what you believe, it's like, whoa, you know, you're up for all sorts of, but you know what? I have to say this too, Tom. This is not anything crazy enough is what I'm going to tell you next. You know, Jim Hunt, everybody knows that Jim Hunt that follows him. If he, you know, he has put out pictures of his hunting trips on his Instagram, and you would not believe a thing said to him then. One comment actually said, well, boy, if you would have died from cancer, that deer would still be alive.
Oh.
I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah, you know, and the thing is, for us, we're literally coming alongside Beth Parlato. We believe her. We love her. And we're standing with what she believes in because it's exactly what we believe in. You know, and
do you find it, Jill, forgive the interruption, but do you find it somewhat ironic that you kind of chided Beth Parlato in a friendly way about being crazy for entering politics? And now you guys, Jill and Jim Kelly, have also entered the political fray and the toxic sewer that usually comes with it?
Yeah, it is ironic. And, you know, it's not like we tweeted that flippantly. We both of us sat there. We said, you know, there's probably going to be backlash. There's probably going to be crap. And that's exactly what happened. But, you know, that didn't stop us from doing it. I mean, it's not going to stop us from supporting Beth. It's not going to stop us from standing for what we believe in. And it's, you know, and that's our choice. Just like you have a choice, just like everybody listening has a choice. And when it boils right down to it, obviously our choices have consequences. And, you know, and also, you know, Jim and I, as you, I believe, mentioned, we share our faith. Like, that's who we are. It's not something we do on Sunday, you know? It's how we live our lives. And, you know, we just, that's the way we roll. And if people don't agree with that, you know, that's their choice. And they also don't have to follow us on social media.
Well, exactly, and which is a point, all of these points I raised in the first hour of the program. If what Jim Kelly had to say, and then including President Trump in the tweet about Beth Parlato, is that upsetting to you? Nobody held a gun to your head to follow Jim Kelly.
Right, exactly. That's it.
But you know, we live in this culture of cancellation where right. Typically if it is somebody with conservative or right-leaning political views, if they express those views, they become persona non grata. I mean, and public opinion with some people, of course, can change in a heartbeat. It was only yesterday where many of us on Thanksgiving were pretty much bawling like babies watching Jim's message on the TV. You know, people were tweeting out at the time, gee, how weird, I got something in my eye when Jim Kelly's bit was running. And we go from that emotion to this emotion of earth-shattering hatred because Jim expressed a political viewpoint and included the president.
Right. And you know what, Tom? It's okay. like, if those people want to feel that way and express themselves towards us in the way that they are, then that, you know what, have at it. But at the end of the day, Jim and I both know who we are. We know the God that we trust, and that's who we're trusting in all things. You know, we just believe that God is greater than all this nonsense, I guess you would call it. But and we just trust him to be God over all the decisions that we make and everything. We're not perfect, you know, like we're not perfect people. We're just trying to do it one day at a time and trust God with all the rest, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because, I mean, you know, you guys don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk with your faith, and the radiance and the faith that you were able to show even in the darkest times of your life really should be an example for everybody. As you said, 10% probability of survival. Jim, being a fighter, was able to get that. Jill, I don't mean to impose on your time, but I've got a break for traffic. Can you hang out for a few more minutes with us?
Oh, shoot. I'm supposed to have dinner with my mom and dad tonight.
Well, I am not going to impinge upon your family time.
Yeah, I don't know. What time is it, actually?
It is almost 21 minutes after 4. I have one more question if you have the time to answer it, but if not, I'll let you go.
Okay, I'll do one more question, sure.
Okay, are you getting any blowback from candidates who are also Republican conservatives who are upset that you went with Beth Parlato and not their candidate?
We have not, as far as I know, received any, you know, lashback or anything like that. That's not to say that it's not going to happen, but you know, we're not going to flip-flop or change the fact that we're going to support Beth until this leads to hopefully her having New York 27 and representing you know, us and everyone else in New York 27. And I think she would do an incredible job. I think she would do beyond anything that we're probably expecting because she has never been in politics. But honestly, yeah, I mean, I hope that she does win. And that is not to say that the other people, you know, I don't know enough about them to even speak to them. I just know Beth, and that's why we're supporting her.
Well, Jill Kelly, I've always wanted to speak with you. I have heard so many people raving about you and just telling, you know, just what a wonderfully nice, genuine, down-to-earth, incredibly great person you are. And I'm really delighted you guys were listening, and I'm glad you called in. And do enjoy your dinner with your family.
Thank you. And thank you for that. Those words. They encourage me. And you know what? You're doing an amazing job. So thank you for what you're doing.
Now, you are very kind, and our best, of course, to Jim as well. There is Jill Kelly calling in, was listening at home along with Jim, and wanted to put us in the picture, and that's a pretty good argument she makes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.